Watching the people on the latest of the endless anti-Brexit marches today, I couldn't help but notice how normal they seem. They aren't those mental SJWs though. They do tend to be middle class. And they're not all Southerners either. There was buses going down from Doncaster and York. They seemed very familiar. They are our people. It's easy to paint those who disagree with as some sort of extremist nut job. God knows they do it to us. But what happens when they aren't like that? What happens when it's Bill and Debbie from Durham? What I find interesting about them is that they do have their own vision of what Europe should be. The problem is that's not what Europe actually is. And this is ironic because nationalists also have a vision of what Europe should be, and it isn't that either. In fact, we can actually go deeper than that. If we are one and the same people, as people like me argue, if we come from the same genetic stock, then shouldn't we be in more or less complete agreement on the kind of Europe that we want to see and live in? If, as I argued on a recent video, if Mozart music is the European spirit manifesting itself in the physical world, then shouldn't that also apply to the Europe we want to live in today? Shouldn't that vision be a collective one? Shouldn't Chris and Lisa from Suffolk have essentially the same European ideal image as I do? Well, here's the thing. I think they do. When the average Remainer thinks about Europe, they aren't thinking about hordes of immigrants storming over chicken wire in Spain or the Islamic call to prayer bellowing across towns in Belgium or whatever. They're actually thinking of the same sort of images as I am. In fact, given that they are wealthy and I'm not, they are much more likely to visit these places and enjoy them than I am. Freedom of movement is one of their central arguments. The tragedy is that the liberal value system they're invested in poses an existential threat to the very Europe they claim to love. What we think of as a European ideal, maybe windmills in Holland or small alpine villages in Austria, sipping wine at sunset in Tuscany, all of these places are gorgeous, but none of these places is a result of either the European Union or modern liberalism or progressivism. But beyond that, that is the kind of image they conjure, these Remainers, these progressives, when they think of Europe, and they want that. They want access to that and they identify with that. The European big con of post-war Europe was that they were, or all that remained was for Europeans to enter the end of history and the European Union would act as a sort of benign management. The European Union promises all things to all liberals. It makes it easier to have a quick break in a small town by an Austrian lake when needed. It has an open-hearted and anti-racist approach to refugees when needed. But what happens when 500 of those refugees are settled in the Austrian village which has only 800 Austrians? What happens when the ideal of Europe as it exists in European minds comes into conflict with the ideology of the new Europe? This question lies at the heart of all the conflict in Europe today, whether it's the Eastern European rejection of the ideology, or Brexit, or the rise of populist parties all over the place. The elites have made it quite clear. The ideology should win out, in every case, not the ideal as it exists in European minds. That in and of itself should tell us that neither the ideology or its institutions are an authentic European vision. The ideal is in fact a problem for them. But then again, these are the elites who've adorned a multitude of their institutions with the image of Europa being tricked and raped by the bull from Greek myth. Now, I've done a full written article on this, which I'll link to below because it's a bit too hot to post on YouTube. So we'll just stick with the myth here. In the Greek myth, Europa was a beautiful Phoenician princess. Europa caught the eye of Zeus, who promptly turned himself into a rather comely and attractive white bull adorned with flowers and petals. An entranced Europa climbed on top of the bull, only for the bull to whisk her away across the sea. Zeus, in the guise of the bull, took her all the way to Crete, where he raped Europa. Europa then went on to give birth to King Minos of Crete. So the European Union have chosen to use as one of their most prominent symbols the story of Europe being tricked and raped in a symbolic way. But let us then return to the Austrian town, where the ideal of what Europe should be clashes with the ideology of the new Europe, and ask ourselves where this great trick, this grand con, is manifesting itself. It seems pretty obvious to me. It's the ideology, not the ideal. The ideal exists within us. The ideology has come from somewhere else, and those who implement it seem to be conscious of their own contrick. The task at hand is to convince the more gullible among us to get off the back of the fucking bull. Thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.